ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus, Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Aleph. The Mishnah brings down a halacha, Mishnah is chayv b'shnei bisis bezdin. Someone's over two averis, and therefore he's mechuyev twice bisa, he's chayv two times bisa. The halacha is dida b'chamura. We give him the more chamur de kamisa. And the Gemara asks on this, pshita. Elas Kuri Iskar, the Gemara asks that this is Pashat, the Chayr, it's Pashat that we're going to give him the more Chamer de Kabisa. Because had he only done the more Chamer de Kawan, he would be Chayvet. Now that he also does a more Kal de Kabisa, we should take off his Chiv of the more Chamer de Kabisa. Why would he not get the more Chamer de Kabisa? And the Gemara answers, Amarava, Hachamay Eskirin Gaj Ava Avera Kalo, Vidigra Dira El Avera Kalo. It's talking about a Chatim, so he was ready Nigmar Dira in the first Avera Kalo. He was over Avera that's only Mechayv Misa Kalo. And it was ready nigmar dina because of ava avera chabura. So sal kedai the chabir kivet she nigmar dina la avera kailo haigav teilu. We would have a havamida that since he was ready nigmar dina, he was ready mechuyev misa. But so the first one he already has a din of gavrik teilu. Therefore, we can't be mechayevim another misa gavrik teilu. We wouldn't be mechayevim another misa. K'mashvon that no, that we could give him still another misa, even though he was ready mechuyev the first misa and he already has a din of gavrik teilu. Afal pike we could be mechuyevim a second, we could be mechayevim a second misa. Now, on the Etzem Kasha of the Gemara, Pshita El Skuri Iskar, Taisus has a Kasha. Taisus says that the Gemara in Ksubis Laf Laba Beis is Bavur, that is the Alacha, the Chayil B'Chaveiroi, someone that's Chayil B'Chaveiroi. So even though he's over a Lav, he's over a Lav of Ped Taisif, and Mulchayri should get Malkus for hitting his friend. Someone that hits someone is Chayil Malkus. Aval Pekin, the Alacha is he only pay Mamet. Since he's B'Chayil Babet and Malkus for the Hakav Chaveri, he's B'Chayil Babet al Tzchayvel and he's B'Chayil Malkus for the Lava Pen Toysef. The halacha is, he pays Babet and he doesn't get Malkus. And the Gemara wants to learn out from here to all other Hechatipses where you B'Chayil Malkus and Babet that you get pay Babet and you don't get Malkus. And the Gemara asks, and the Gemara over there is Dan, whether or not, what's the Chumrah? Is Mammon the Chumrah or Malkus is the Chumrah? Ask Toysefus, how could the Gemara have it sad that Mammon's more Kal, that the Chayil Babet is more Kal and the Chumrah would be to give him Malkus, then how could it be that he would get away with a more kal dika einish, that we would allow him to only pay mamin and not get Malkus? The Chayr Agamar is before that anytime we have two einishim, it's pashut pshita aloskuri isker, can't be that we give the person the more kal einish, and therefore asks Taisvis that the Chayr it's muchrach from the fact is a din that you pay mamin and you don't get Malkus, that mamin's a more chamar. His Taisus answers, "V'yeshloimar the shani hosam mishum the chos rachmana hefsid b'moynish shel chaveiroi." That over there it's different, says Taisus. Over there, where there's another element involved, where someone else had a hefsid moment, and we want that person to get reimbursed for his hefsid moment. Someone got a chavola; he was mazik someone else. So over there, there's a svara to say that even though moment's more kal, we should still make him only pay the moment and not get the malchus k'day that the other person shouldn't get the hefsid. And therefore, the klal of argamar of iskuri iska that it can't be that you get the more kal dekainish, says Taisus, does not apply in the sugya of Ksubas Daf Lamed Beis, where over there there's another shayla of being mafsid someone else. That's Taisus Teretz to this kasha. The shita in Ksubas asks another kasha. You ask that the Gemara over there in Ksubas brings down shita's ula, that ula be'emes holds that anytime there's a shayla of malchus and mamin, the halacha is that you pay mamin, you don't get the malchus, you pay mamin. And over there is discussing it's the gear by someone that's ma'anis or mafate or mamzeres. What's the halacha? He has a lav of mamzeres and he has a chiyum mamon to pay to the isha. What's the din? Do we say that he gets mamon, or do we say he's b'chuyiv to pay the mamon, or do we say that he gets malchus? So the Gemara over there brings that shitas ula is that you pay mamon, ma'ayna mashalim, and you don't get malchus. And the Gemara over there is Dan, exactly how does ula know? How does Ula know this chiddush that when we have mammon and malchus, you pay mammon and you don't get malchus? And the Gemara says that the Gemara discusses that maybe he should learn it out from chayvel. Since we have exeris akasa by chayvel that you pay mammon, so maybe we could learn out from chayvel to call a terakula to the hechatibza of amzeris also. And the Gemara says no, we can't learn out from chayvel because chayvel is more chamer. Chayvel has a very chamer to kachiy of mammon because you b'chayv hei dvarim. Allah says we know that someone that's chayvel b'chaver is chayv hei dvarim. Nezik tzar, ripa sheves abayshes. So over there, that's why you pay mammon. That means that the Gemara is assuming that mammon is more chomer than malchus. So that's why the Gemara is saying that maybe dafka by chayvel that's more chomer, then you pay mammon and you don't get malchus. Hashem in a different chiyuv mamon. Over there, it's not as chomer, and therefore, maybe over there, it's possible that you get malchus and you don't get mamon. As the shita bekubetzes, if the Gemara over here is assuming that mamon is more chomer, then we don't have to have any makar that ula for ula to hold that you pay mamon and you don't get malchus. We should have the Gemara svar bayas as skuri iskar. It's pashut that you pay the more chomerdika one. It's pashut that you'll get more chomerdika einish, and therefore, if mamon is more chomer, it's pashut that you pay mamon. Taisus' whole teretz by us says the sheet doesn't apply to this kasha. Taisus' teretz is a svara, why even if mamon's more kal, we could still allow you to pay mamon. But if mamon's more chomer, it's pashut that you pay the mamon. There's no svara to give him malchus. This is the sheet's kasha on the teretz of Taisus. So therefore, the Shita says that there's a different teretz in the Rishonim. He brings down from a Shita Yishana and from a Talmud of Rajba that they have a different teretz. They say that it's Cholok Er Sugya from the Sugya in Ksubis. Er Sugya is discussing a Hechatibza, where a person is Mechuyiv two Mises. Now, why don't we give him both Einshim? But Etzem, there's no reason not to give him both Einshim. There's no Gzeris Akosif to say that a person could only get one Einish. He should get two. Just technically, since we could only kill a person one time, so therefore we could only give him one misa. So for such a thing, there's a svar in the Gemara that's pashut. Why should we give him the mokal one? We should give him the more chamerdika one. Masha Ekid says the Shita Yishana, says the Talmud Arajba, in the Sugya and Ksubis, we could give him both Einshim. We could give him Malchus, and we can make him pay mamon. The reason why we're not giving him both is because there's a Gzeris HaKosov to pater him. There's a Gzeris HaKosov, Kedei Rish Asai, a Kamalei V'Dravenei Dikadin, that says that we don't give him both Einshim, we're only going to give him one Einish. Therefore, over there says the Rishonim, over there there's a possible svar to say that maybe we could even only give him the more kal one. Over there is a special p'tur. So we don't know exactly what the Torah pater. Did the Torah pater the Baba? Did the Torah pater the Malchus? The whole kasha, the whole svar of Agamar is only in a Chetibza where there's no special p'tur. But as if we should give him both. Just we technically can't give him both. So then the Gemara is a very clear svar. Why should we give him the more kal one? Let's give him the more chamerdika one. The Sugi Ksubas, but it's a p'tur over there. Very possible that the Torah passed even the more chamerdika einish. And Lefizeh, they answer Taisus Kasha, that's the Torah of Taisus Kasha, and that answers the Kasha that they ask also, that Ula, that says that Avodah Mishalim Milkalei Laki has to have a Makar. We'd have to find out which one did the Torah pater. Did the Torah pater the Mamon? Did the Torah pater the Malchus? Even if one's more chamer than the other one, it's not a Svara to say that maybe therefore the Torah dafka pater the more kal one more than the more chamerdika one. And just to answer how maybe Taisus can answer the Rishonim's Kasha, there are some Meach in Hilchas Nair Besula on Perak Alef, Alochir Alef, he says that our whole Kasha of the Gemara Skuri Iskar, that it's Pashit, that we give him the more Chamedika Einish, is only in a Hechatibza, where both Einshim are to one cause. Both Einshim are L'Shamayim, or both Einshim are L'Adam. That means there are some Einshim that you're Mechuyiv L'Shamayim, someone was Bechal Shabbos, he's Chayiv Einish L'Shamayim. And there are some Einshim, someone that kills someone, he's Mechuyiv Misa for killing that person, it's a Chiyiv to that person. Someone that's Chayiv Bechaveiro, he's Mechuyiv Malchus, he's Mechuyiv Bama to that person. Says our Sameach, when the two Chiyuvim get split up, then there's no Svara to say Dafka, to give him more the Mohammedika one, more Kaldika one. If one Chiyiv Einish is the Adam, and one Chiyiv Einish is the Shemayim, so we have to decide which one are we going to give him. Over there, there's no Kvias to say that maybe Dafka we should give him the more Chamerdika one. Because maybe there's a Svara to give him the Chiyiv Einish to the person. Maybe there's a Svara to give him the Shemayim. So therefore, says Dar Sameach, and in Ar Gemara is talking about two Chiyuvim Mises, both of them are Chiyuvim Mises, the Shemayim. So over there, there's a Svara, Ella Eskuri Iskar. Pashut that we should say Elos Guri Iska, there's no reason to give him the more Kaldika one. In Taisus' Kasha, Taisus was discussing a Chatibza of Chuyvul B'Chaveiroi, where they are both the Malchus and the Chiyam Mammon are both the Chaveiroi. They're both, the Chiyuvim are both, be less of the Chaveiroi, that for being Maka Chaveiroi, the Torah is B'Chaiv you both a Malchus and the Chiyam Mammon. So over there also there's a Svara, it's Guri Iska, like Taisus asks, Elchir, it should be Pashut that you should give him the more Kaldika one. Says Dar Sameach, Mashaikin in the Sugya in Ksubas Daf Lamed Beis, where the Gemara is discussing the Makar of Ula, where Ula is discussing someone that's Baal HaMamzeres, the Isser HaMamzeres is a Chiyuv L'Shamayim. The reason why you're getting Malchus is not for being Pagia B'Chaveiroi over there. The reason why you're getting Malchus is for a regular Isser of Bidei Shamayim. And the Chiyuv Mammon over there is a Chiyuv Mammon L'Chaveiroi. There's a Chiyuv to pay the Naira, to pay her father. Over there, says Dar Sameach, over there, Taisus Bechal didn't have a kasha. He didn't Bechal have anything shver with that sugya. When we're discussing a case of Mamzeres, over there, this is far to say that it's two separate chiyuv, and one chiyuv is to her, or to her father. It's a chiyuv mammon, the Adam, and then there's a chiyuv l'shamayim, it's two separate chiyuv, and over there, there's no svar to say, dafka, to give him the more chamerdika one. So it comes out the Gemara by us has a kasha that is Skuri Iskar is a svar to give him the more chamardika one. We said one svar for Taisvis. Taisvis has one exclusion for this rule that if there's a hefse mamon chaveri involved, there would be a svar to give him mamon even if mamon is more kal. We said over a svar from the Rishayin, the Shita Yishana, and the Talmud Arashva brought down in the Shita Bukabetz, Siksubis, Taflam Abeis, that when there's a ptur, when there's a kondom bidramini, when there's a ptur, then we don't have this klal. Our klal of our Gemara is only said in a hechatimtsa. We're both chiyuvim are here, just we're not giving you technically both, because we technically can't kill a person two times. Then there's a Gemara svara that's pasha that you give them more chamar to go on. And then we said over from the arsameach svara that the whole klal of the Gemara viskuri iskar is only a hechatimtsa. We're both einishim are going to one place, when one einish is going to shamayim and one einish is going to adam. Not necessarily would we say to give him the more chamardika one. So in the Gemara's Teretz, the Gemara says that the hechatibza of being mechuyev two mises, where there's a chiddush, is talking about a hechatibza where he's already nigmar dinai on the avera kala. So Taisus, the Divrei Maaseh of a nigmar dinai, has a kasha l'chayer once he's nigmar dinai on one chiyev misa. Asks Taisvis L'chayra, when the second pair of Edom come in to be Mechayiv in the more Chamadik Misa, says Taisvis, what would happen if they become Huzam, if those second pair of Edom would become Huzam? Says Taisvis, is a Gemara Makistaf Hei that says clearly that they wouldn't be Mechayiv. Why? Because the Gavra that they were trying to kill wasn't a live person, he was already a Gavra Ketila, because he was already Mechayiv Misa from the first cat of Edom. So if these second cat of Edom come in and try to be Mechayiv in a second Misa, if they become Huzam, if two other Edom come in and say Yimanu Yisem, they wouldn't be Mechayiv Misa, they wouldn't be Mechayiv Misa, because they didn't kill a regular person. They were killing someone that was already Nigmar Dina Lektala. That's what Taisus brings for the Gemara Bakas that fate. Asks Taisus, Im came, their Edus should be Pasala Edus, because we have a klal that call Edus Yata Yachala Ziba as a Pasala Edus. So ask Taisus, Alchair, it's never possible to be Mechayiv someone a second Misa after he's already Nigmar Dina in the first Misa. Because once he's Nigmar Dina in the first Misa, asks Taisus, then there will be no Chiyav Azaba, the second cat of Edim. And if there's no Chiyav Azaba, Taisus asks, there should be a problem of Edus Shiyat Yochal Aziba. So Taisus gives up this kasha two terutzim. His first terutz is to say that in a Chanabi, there's no Edim on the second Aveira. The reason why he's being Mechuyav Misa on the second Aveira is because he did it right in front of Bezdin. The klal is that if Bezdin sees someone being over Aveira, they could kill him. The halacha is they could kill him. And if they saw him do it, they could also kill him without a Kabbalah's Eidos. And therefore, says Taisus, that would be the Hechatimsa, that you could be Mechayiv someone Misa, even though any Eidos on this Misa would be Eidos Shiyat Ochel Aziba. We could have a Hechatimsa of a Chiyav Misa without a Kabbalah's Eidos, if Bezdin themselves see the person do the Aveira. Taisus says the second Teretz, V'oyde Shloimar, the Kibadi Mitzabi Kaboy, Oibis Kachashi, Mahadi Sadusai de Basroi, Eidos Shata Yochel Aziba Kridabe. Says Taisus, what would happen if the first cat of Edom that were Mechayiv in the original Misa, the Misa Kala, would become Huzab? Then this second pair of Edom would be able to help. It would come out, they are being Mechayiv Misa, a full regular person. He wouldn't be a Gavrik Tila anymore if the first cat of Edom become Huzab. Therefore, says Taisus, it's Edom Sha'ata Yochel Azima. So if you look at the Gevuras Ari in Makis Daf Hei, he seemed to understand Taisus' Teretz in a very interesting way. He seemed to understand Taisus saying that since if the first cat of Edom would become Huzam, the halacha would be that it would come out that they would be Mechayiv this person Misa. Therefore, right now, even before the first cat were Huzam, these Edom, had they become Huzam, would be Mechayiv Misa. Because they can't say that we were only trying to kill a Gavrik Tila. Because what would happen if the first cat of Edom would become Huzam? And therefore, right now, learns the Gevuras Ari, they will be Mechayiv Misa al Kasha Zoma. And therefore, says the Gevuras Ari, ask the Gevuras Ari, it's naked the Gemara Makis. The Gemara Makis beforeish, not like that. The Gemara Makis beforeish, the Kolzman, right now, we have a Kat of Edom Befaneinu that are saying he's Mechayiv Misa. We don't say that since if they will become Huzam, there wouldn't be any Mechayiv Misa over here anymore, we should therefore be Mechayiv Kasha Zoma for the other Kat of Edom. It's naked the Gemara Makis to have, hey. And Be'emes the Gevuras Ari is a Tamua, because Taisus asked from this Gemara. Taisus didn't ask me svara that he could come say nice svaras to explain why you are chayiv kasha zomam. Taisus brought a gemara of hey makis to say that you're not chayiv kasha zomam. If you look at Rav Chaim Oizer and Achiezer And Chelik Bey, Simcha Fei, Ois Ches, he's Betama on the Shagas Aryeh. Teim Agdeila, how could you learn that's a Pshat in Taisis? And he says the Pshat of Poshet in Taisis is like the Marsha by us explains. Marsha explains, and it's Mashma like that in Taisis' Lashon, that Taisis is not saying that if right now two Edom will become to be Mazamim, there will be now Chayiv Kasher Zomam. Kozman, he's a Gavrik Tilo. Kozman, he still has the Gmar Din of the first cat of Edom. That's a Gavrik Tilo, they're not Machuyim Misa like it's before in the Gemara Makis. Taisis is just saying that we could still look at it as Edusha Ata Yochel Azima. We can't say that this Edus is Iata Yochel Azima, but since it's Shaykh, for this Edus to come to Azoma, how? Al Yedei that the first cat would become Huzam Bepoyel, and then they would become Huzam, then they would be Chayiv Kasher Zoma. So therefore, says the Marsha, explains the Marsha, that's why right now we can look at their Edus as Edus Ata Yochel Azima, even though had the cat Edom came in right now, they wouldn't be Chayiv Kasher Zomam, calls man, the first cat is still here, and it's still not Huzam. But if this cat, the first cat will become Huzam, we will be able to be Mechayiv them Kasher Zomam, that's Taisis far, that's enough, like Taisis Loshes Mashba, Edus Ata Yochel Azima Krinam Bey, that would also be able to remain Edus Ata Yochel Azima. Now, but on this, there's a strong kasha in the Achronim, the Netziv, in Baba Kama Daf Pei Ches, asks that L'chayra, how, even if the first cat Edom becomes Huzam, how would we then be able to be Mechayiv, the second cat Hazama? Why can't the second cat of Edom say, we didn't know that the first cat was Edom Zayimim. We thought that he was a Gavrik Tila. Why can't the Edom come into Bezdin and say, even after the first cat would become Huzam? Let the second cat of Edom now, when they become Huzam, say that we didn't know that the first cat were lying. We thought they were saying the truth, and therefore we thought the Emes said he was a Gavrik Tila. And we thought we would just be Mechayiv Misa to a Gavrik Tila. How could we then go be Mechayivim Kasher Zomam afterwards if Bishas, when they said their Edus, there was a cat of Edom here being Mechayivim Misa? And only afterwards that cat became Huzam, they could say we didn't know that those cat of Edom were lying. We thought the Emes was saying the truth, and we thought that he was only a Gavrik Tila, and therefore we were. Why should we be B'chuyim Misa for trying to put to death this person, for being Zomam to kill this person? We thought we were only being Zomam to kill a Gavrik Tila. So if you look in the Chedushei Agarach in Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimel, he brings a Rambam in Perek Chaf Halacha Dalan Hilchos Edus. The Rambam brings that the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimel says that there's no din asra on Edom Zayvim, and the Rambam learns up in that. That there's no difference between Shaykhig and Mezid, that Edom Zayimim are Mechuyiv on Shaykhig also. If the halacha would be that you would need to be Dafka Mezid, you would have to have Asra. From the fact that the Gemara says that you don't need Asra, it's before that Yechayim on Shaykhig and Mezid. And therefore says Reb Chaim, but that's very good, this Taisis over here. Even though they thought he was a Gavrik Tila, they were a Shaykhig. They didn't know that he would be Mechayiv, a regular person Misa. But since it was a Spar Be'emes that he wasn't a Gavrik Tila, the first cat of Edom became Huzam. So therefore says Reb Chaim, Al Peter Rambam, we could say that that's why they're going to be Mechayiv Misa. Because even though they thought he was a Gavrik Tila, but we don't care. Edom Zayim Mechayiv on Shaykhig also. And if you look at Taisis Daf Sabachayim Abayz, the Ramaschal Yotzu, he says this also. Taisis says clearly that you're Mechayiv on Shaykhig, just like the Rambam. So it's very good. Taisis L'shitasei over here, you're Mechayiv, even though they thought that he was a Gavrik Tila. But L'chayra, the Netziv's Kasha is still a standing question, because the fact that you're Mechayiv on Shaykhig may not be enough to be Mechayiv over here, the Edom Zayimim. Because the halacha is that even though the Chayiv on Shaygig, but it has to be that there was Zomam to kill someone. This halacha on Edom Zayimim, the Gemara's before all over, has to be always that they're trying to kill him. It's not enough that their Edom is Mechayiv and Misa. The Gemara Daf Mem Aleph says that if Edom would come in long and say, when they're coming to be made on an Ayin Murasa, that the Israel Bailabanu, they weren't coming to be Mechayiv and Misa, they were trying to be Asar al Baila, that wasn't the Mechavin, they're also Potter. Not enough that their Edus is be Mechayim Misa, it has to be that they were trying to be Mechayim Misa. So L'chayr and Netziv's Kasha is still in place. Ein Echanam Yechayiv on a Shaygig, but you need to be Zayman. You need to be Zomam. And if you look at Reb Chaim, it seems like that he's coming to answer this also. And it seems like Reb Chaim holds that since Seif Dover, they were being Zomam to make on this person a Chiyim Misa, a Misa Chamura, so, and they would, Be'emes giving him a Chiyim Misa. They just thought that there was this, that they would be Mechayim Misa to a Gavrik Tila. That's not cool that they weren't being Zomam for the Chiyim Misa. We could still give them this Chiyim Misa. They just had a side tour that they could tie in that we thought that the Chiyim Misa that we'd be Mechayiv this person wasn't on a regular person, it was on a Gavrik Tila. Bahamiyah, they were being zomam to give him this full chiyamis, and therefore, even though they be'etzem have a shaking over here, because they weren't trying to be mechayiv someone that's a regular person misa, they were only being mechayiv a gavaktila misa, but that doesn't take away from their zomam. They were still being zomam to give a person a full chiyamis. It's not like the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph, where over there, they weren't bechlal trying to be mechayiv for misa, they were trying to be by labanu. Over here, they were be'emes trying to give this person a chiyamis, and therefore we would be able to be mechayiv them in kasha zomam. Just, they have Tor Shaykhig over here, but they should have a Tor Shaykhig, but they didn't know they were killing a person that they would be Mechuyim Misa on. On that, says Reb Chaim, there's a Rambam, there's a Tosis Daf Samachay that says that Yechayiv and Shaykhig Kemezit. But it could be that the Netziv still holds it as Kasha Shver. There's a Mokim still to hear that the Netziv's Kasha Shver. Besides Dover, they weren't being Zomim to kill a regular Ben Kayama. They were trying to kill a Gavr Ketivah. So if you look at Reb Shmuel and Makis Daf Beis, he says that we can answer Taisus very simply from the Netziv's Kasha. We could say that the story over here was that the Edom didn't know about the first Chiyamisa Bechlal. If we could prove that the Edom didn't know about the first Chiyamisa, that they're not a Shegig, they're Zamam and everything, they thought he was a regular person. Bezdin was mistaken to think that he was a Gavakila for a few minutes because the first kind of Edom were Mechayiv and Misa. And the Misa, they proved to be Edom Zaymanin. And the second kind of Edom didn't know about the whole mistake in the first place. They never knew that they never knew that there was two Edom saying that he was a Gavrik Tila. So they were never a Shaykh. They thought the whole time, like the Emes, that he was the Emes, a regular person. And therefore, says the Shmuel, this would answer this problem, Sayyid Azama and Sayyid Shaykh. Everything, there was no Shaykh. They thought he was a regular person. So we said over Taisus is Kasha, that L'chayr, why this Hecha Tibs of the Gemara said that, either Shiat Yochel Aziba, and Taisus says two Terutz. The first Terutz is that it's Bifnei Bezdin, we're not talking about a Kabbalah's Eidos, and the second Terutz was that we could look at it as either Shiat Yochel Aziba, because if the first cat of Eidos would become Huzam, so then this cat would also be able to be Huzam. So we said over the Gemara, so I received to understand Taisus, that they could already now become Huzam, since if the first cat would be Huzam, so that's a Svara enough right now to damn that their Eidos is an Eidos that's killing someone, and we could give them Azama. Now we ask Snega the Gemara Makis. We said over that the Pashup Shalom Taisus like the Marsha, that even though right now if they become Huzam, they wouldn't be Chayiv, but since that alone, that if the first cat would become Huzam, they now would be able to become Huzam, that's enough to right now damn their Eidos as Eidos Shata Yochel Azima. And we said over from Akasha from the Netziv that L'chayra, even after the first cat is Huzam, L'chayra, the second cat shouldn't be able to be Huzam because they're a Shoygeg and there's no Azama. We said over for Rav Chaim that there's a Chiyavan Shoygeg, the Rambam, Taisus Adaf Samachais before that there's a Chiyavan Shoygeg. And we spoke out that L'chayra Rav Chaim's before that not only is this Hecha Tibsa Chayiv, because even though it's a Shaygig, but we could look in this Hecha Tibsa that there's a full Azama, since they were trying to be Mechayiv and Misa, but Poyol, we could give this person this Misa, even though he was a Gavrik Tila, that's enough to be a Kiyam of the Hazam, of Zomam, that they were Zomam, but Emes to give his Chiyam Misa. Now we said over for Rabbi Shmuel, that could be the whole Kasha Zat Shver, maybe we're talking about Hecha Tibsa where the second cat of Edom weren't Mechlal aware of the Gmar Din of the first cat of Edom came in that were Mechayiv him the first Misa Kalo. The Mishnah on Amid Beis brings down a Mechudosh Dikadin. Misha Loka Vishana, if someone is over there twice and he gets Malkus twice, the Loka is Bez the Machnis and Isa Lakipa, Machin and Isa Sayim, Acha Kresim is Bakas. The third time he's over the Aveira, we already put him into a Kipa, into a small little room, and like the Mishnah later on speaks out, we give him very small amount of food till his stomach shrinks, it gets very small, and then we feed him Sayim, which makes his stomach break open. That's the Misa that he gets. That's the Chi of Kippa that we give this person. It's considered a Misa that happens by itself. It's not based in applying the Misa Mamish. It's a Mechudishtik Chi of Misa for someone that's Lok of Hashan. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Mishun the Lok of Hashan, a Bezin Kaitzin is a Kippa. Person was Eva Averis, they go and they kill him. Why are we killing him? So he's a Sachakol Chayim Malkus. Says the Gemara, Amrab Yirbiya, Amrab Shema Lokish, Hachab Malkish, Shal Krisis Askinon. We're talking about someone that was over Chiyam Malkus of Krisis. So Be'etzim, the person is a Gavr Baktolo, he's Chayiv Karis. For some reason, the Karis is not happening yet. Kruvi Udoi Mikriv Ktolei. V'kiva, the Kavavatele Nafshei, Makruvina Le Ktolei Yelavoi. So we just help him. We just sit here, Mavatele Nafshei. So we help him. The Karis come earlier. We help this Misa come earlier on. So Rashi, Divir Maschel, the Mavatele Nafshei. Rashi explains, what does it mean the mavater nafshe, the mafker atzim averus. Someone that's mafker atzim averus, so such a person, we give him the spisa of kippah, of putting machdis as a kippah in machinais yisrael ad shekreisim misbakas. But if look in the Yad Ramah, the Ramah argues on Rashi. He learns a different pshat, two different ways how to say. But the Ikud Akude argues on Rashi. He learns that the mavater nafshe means that he's mavater atzim lamisa. He doesn't care about his life. Someone that's being over averus at a chayiv krisis, he obviously doesn't care if he gets killed. So someone that doesn't care if he gets killed, so we let him just die already. Mevatel nafshi is not that he's mevatel himself, but he doesn't care about doing averus. Mevatel nafshi is he doesn't care for his life at all. Someone that's being over achiv krisis three times, so we see already he doesn't care to get killed. He doesn't care that Hashem's going to kill him, so we just let him die. We let him die earlier. And there's a kasha on the sugya that achreinu bothered by the Archana already met. Is meramis to this question. The Sanhedrin Tana speaks about it. That L'chayra, the Mishnah in Makkos Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, we pask in this way, brings him from Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, that someone that's Laku, someone that's Chayiv Krisis that gets Malkus, is Nifta from his Karis. Anyone that's Chayiv Karis, once he gets Malkus, is Nifta from his Karis. So L'chayra, how could the Gemara over here say he's Gaber Bar Tolu? It's talking about someone that's Laku. He's getting Malkus for every Aveir he does. So if he's getting Malkus, L'chayra, he's not a Chayiv Karis. L'chayra, we pask in the Chayiv Krisis Shal Laku, Nifta we take Krisis Asan. So the Sanhedrin Tana speaks out that this kasha is not shver l'fida Rambam and Pirsha B'Shnayis. The Rambam and Pirsha B'Shnayis in the beginning of the third parak of Makkos, and again on that Mishnah on Daf Chof Gimel, the Rambam explains that we have a klal, this klal, the chayvi krisa shalaku nifter b'day krisasan, is only with tshuva. You don't get a free ticket to get your car sold for Ideda Malkus. It's only together with tshuva, Ideda Malkus, together with tshuva, that's how you become potter from your car. That's what a Rambam learns. Over here in the Seichat Tipsil, it wouldn't be shver, but it doesn't look like this person is really doing tshuva. He's been doing Aveir three times. Pashtus is not doing tshuva. So that would be an answer why we don't have the klal of Chai B'Krisa Shalaku, Niftur B'Dei Krisasa. But this is only an Eitz in the Rambam. There's Rishayim that argue. The Baal Amor over there on the Mishnah Makkos Daf Chof Gimel, and the Rabban agrees to the Baal Amor over there, says clearly, the Baal Amor says clearly that this has nothing to do with tshuva. Afilo B'Loi tshuva, someone that's Chai B'Krisa Shalaku is Niftur. He got his einish. He doesn't get a karis also, and therefore, this kasha would be only this kasha remains shver on the Baal Amor and the Rabban that argue with the Rambam, and they hold that there's a chiv that the chayv krisa shalaku yot they become nifter midei krisasan doesn't have anything to do with tshuva. So the Binyan Shleim over here says a very simple teretz. He says that erech hanami on the first two malkias. On the first two averus that he did, he becomes potter. He was laka, but the third time he wasn't laka. The third time, whenever we're being machlis in lekipa, the halacha is, and we put him into the kippah. We don't give him first malchus. We just put him straight into the kippah. So in that last averus that he did, he's still chayiv karis. So he is a gaver bar tolahu. In chanami, on the first two averus he did, he got nifta from his karis. But on the third avera, he's chayiv karis. So therefore, says the Binyan Shleim, his kashas that wouldn't be shver. L'chayr to push the simple teretz to this kash. And the Binyan Shleim himself says that this teretz there's a little problem with this teretz. But the Gemara further on, the Gemara brings him a chleikus, whether or not you bring him into the kippah on the third time or the fourth time. Tadakama says, Rishayna v'shniya malkanaisa yushlishis kaitzanaisa l'kippah, avasholaymer afshlishis malkanaisa yberviyas kaitzanaisa l'kippah. And the Gemara explains, the Gemara Maskana explains, that everyone holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you become huchsak with three times. We're not going like Rebbe. You need three times to become a chazakah. And the machlekes is, what we need to be machzik. Do we need to be machzik the averus? Averus machzikis. So then we could put him into the kippah after three times. He already was over three times averus. Umar sabar malkis machzikis. That you need three times malkis. So since you need three times malkis, we can only put him into the kippah after the fourth avera. And then only then he already had three malkis. So Rashi, Rashi is bothered by a question. Who cares if he holds a huchsak achi yilka shalosh malkis? Let's give him three times malkis. And after three times malkis, he's now huchsak to get three times malkis. And we can now bring him into the kippah. Why do we have to wait till he's over the fourth aveira? So Rashi answers that no, we can't give him the kippah. Once we gave him already malkis, loy malidonlay the kippah. We don't bring him into the kippah. The betrayed dinonlay daninonlay. We don't give someone malkis and kippah on one aveira. So therefore, we have to wait for the fourth Aveira, and then we can give him Kippah. Taisa says that we don't need what Rashi says. Taisa says it's a much more simple answer to this question. The reason is because Taisa explains the Yisrael Malkis Machzikis does not mean just that someone that got three times Malkis, therefore we put him into the Kippah. The Yisrael Malkis Machzikis means someone was Oiva Aveira after he already got Malkis. Someone already was Oiva Aveira after he got Malkis already, that's much worse. He already got Malkis, he's still going and doing the Aveira. And someone that does that three times, that's what it means, Malkis Machzikis. So therefore, says Taisis, of course we have to wait for the fourth time he did the Aveira. Because that's the third time that he did the Aveira after Malkis. So Akapanam, there's a Machlekis over here, it seems, between Rashi and Taisis, what the Yisrael of Malkis Machzikis means. Rashi learns the Gemara literally. Like the Pashas Lashon HaGemara L'Chayr would be mashed like Rashi, that the Malkis alone, that someone got hit in Bezda three times, that's what's Machzikim to be a Rasha. And for that we give him the Din Kippah. As Rashi says, we have to wait for the next time because we don't want to give him two Einshem Amon Aveira. Taisa seems to be saying a more Svara, we understand better Misvara Taisa. Rashi's a little hard to understand Misvara, why it should be like that. But Taisa therefore learns, not like it's so mashma in the Gemara, Malkis Machzikis. Taisa learns Malkis Machzikis means someone that does Aveira after he already got Malkis, that's what's Machzikim as a Rasha, and that's what when we go and put him into the Kippah. But I'll call upon him, both from Rashi and from Taisus, we see that they are bothered by a question that we should put someone into a kippah after he had already got Malkus. Says the Binyan Shleim over here, it's going to already be back, return the question, the question's going to be back over here. That L'chayr over here, he doesn't have a Chiyiv Karas anymore. And the Gemara is before that the only time he can give someone a kippah is when he's a Gabba Barak Tolohu. When he's someone that has a Chiyiv Misa on his head. Over here, he doesn't have a Chiyiv Karas anymore, but after he got Malkus on the third Aveira, he was nifta from all three Aveiras from the Karasai, Deda Malkus. So the Bidya Shlema says that in a Chanami, and we have to say that Taisus and Rashi over here are just coming to explain what will be with the other man, the Omer. The Gemara Makkus brings down the Chaluk and Chachamim Chaveir of Al Rab Chanina Begamliel, that there are people that argue Chanina Begamliel and hold that even after Malkus you don't become nifta of Deda Karas. So the Rishayim, Rashi, and Taisus over here are just explaining Lafi that man, the Omer. Or we could maybe say it. He doesn't speak this out the Binyan Shleima, but what the Sanhedrin Tano says, maybe they hold like the Rambam. Maybe Rashi and Taisus will say hold like the Rambam. And they hold that the whole din of Chai B'Krisa Shalaku is only when you did Tshuva. And Ein Echanami, the Fi de Ramban and Balmor, will have a new teretz to Rashi and Taisus Kasha, that the reason why we can't give him Kippa after he got Malkus already is because he already is Nifta from Karis and he doesn't have a din of Barak Tolo. It's interesting, the Kudel, and again, to this nice, there's an interesting Rabbeinu Peretz, and that Pei Gimel, the Rabbeinu Peretz seems to say over there, that Be'etzem, one time that someone's Eivah Aveira, it's enough to give him Kippah. We don't need three times. The reason why you need three times, it seems, from Rabbeinu Peretz, is because the first two times he could say, I was never Mevater Nafshe, I was never Mevater my Nefesh, it seems like he learned like the Ramah, that Mevater Nafshe means that he's being mafkir himself. He doesn't care to get killed because he's being over chayv krisis. The person could say, I was worried not to get killed. Just I knew Bezes could give me Malkus and I'll be potter for my karas. I'm only chayv karas if Bezes doesn't give me Malkus. And therefore, that says to Rabbeinu Peretz, that's why it's not enough one time. We need a few times. Once it's a few times, it seems for Rabbeinu Peretz, he's saying that the person can't be seimich on himself every single time that he's going to end up getting Malkus at Bezdin. Not always you end up getting Malkus. You have to have good eidos and that. So to be saying three times that you're going to get Malkus at Beis Din, obviously you don't care about your nefesh, obviously you don't care if you get a karas. This is a b'chodesh tikkun pshat for Rabbeinu Peretz, using this svara of chayv krisis sheniftu, shelaku niftu b'dei krisasan, to know how it works out with our whole sugya over here, but I'll put him, that's the get to this nice, and it's an interesting Rabbeinu Peretz later on that Pei Gimel. This comes out from what we were discussing. There was a simple question over here that L'chayr, the Gemara says he's a Barak Tola. L'chayr, what happened to the din of Chai B'Krisa Shalaku Niftu B'Dei Krisasan? We said that L'Fi the Rambam, it's not Shred. Rambam appears Shreshnais before, it's only Ayidei Tshuva. And then we said over from the Binyan Shleiman that the reason is because of the third time, in Echanami, the first two times he wasn't Chai B'Karas anymore. The Dekuda is the third time that it's still going to be Mechayiv, since he didn't get Malkus yet, that would still be Mechayiv him, could still be Mechayiv him. Chorus, and that's why it's a din of Gabba Barak Tola, and we said that L'chayr is a problem from Rashi and Taisus, it seems to have a kasha, that even after he gets Malkus on the third time, they still had a kasha that he should go to Kippah. The Gemara brings down a braisa What happens if Hisru Boy Veshasak, Hisru Boy Veherkin Roshoy, Parmishenu Shliya Master Boy, Shlish is Kaitzele Selekipa? That there's a Tadakama that brings down that what happens if the person was never, he was just Shasak. He wasn't a Kabbalah Asra. He didn't say that Apal Pikin Amanaskin Ani Isa. Someone gave him a Asra and he was quiet, or he nodded his head to him. So the halacha is, says the Tadakama, Apal Pikin, we'll Kaitzele Selekipa. And the Gemara over there speaks out. Bahasa Malkus Leko. The Gemara says it over here. There's no Malkus. And Gemara tries to figure out. But my Kamiflagi. And Rashi explains. The Ramas Rabashal. Rashi says that the reason why there's no Malkus over here is because he wasn't Hitter Atzma the Malkus. He wasn't Hitter Atzma the Malkus. The Klal is the Gemara. That from Aleph. And Aleph brings a Klal. The Gemara's talking about Misa over there. The Gemara says that someone has to be Matter Atzma Misa. It's not enough that someone acknowledges das raw. He has to say that Afal Pikin, I know I'm going to get killed for this, and I'm doing it anyhow. You have to be matter yourself for Misa in order to be b'choy Misa Ayidei Asra. And since over here the person didn't do it, so therefore that's why the Gemara assumes over here that there's no Chiyah Malkus. You're not going to be b'choy Malkus. So the Yad Rabbah speaks out. The, how do we know this halacha? The Gemara on Dafim Alf is only talking about Misa. So Yad Rabbah says we can make a Kavu Chaymer that Ma Misa, that's more Chomer Afal Pikin. You're potter if you're not matter yourself to Misa. Koshke Malkus, which is more Kyle, it's posh that you'll be potter if you're not matter out to the Malkus. And if you look at the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Yabez, Alacha Bez, he says a different Svar. He says Malkus and Baka Misa I met. It's the Svar, the Gemara uses it in a few places. The Kesef Mishnah says it over here. This Svar we could apply that Malkus and Baka Misa I met. That Malkus also is Shaykh to the Eidish of Misa. And therefore, the Svar that we have, this din that we have by Misa, could apply also by Malkus. The Aruch HaNeren HaSugya says that maybe we could learn out from Gzeirah Shava, Rasha, we can make Gzeirah Shava from Misa to Malkus. It's a little shver, Tosfos Daf Mem Aleph says that we don't make Legabe Asra, we don't make Gzeirah Shava from Rasha, the Rasha is coming from Edim Zaymim, there's no Asra by Edim Zaymim. But Akapodim, the Rishayin, the Ramah explains that we learn out Malkus from the Chiyam Misa, we learn out this a new din of Hitter Atzma the Misa, we learn out this Hitter Atzma the Malkus. Now it seems that this klal that by Malkus he did hitter atzma the Malkus is not so poshut. There's a tesis in Tmur Dav Zayin that says Mefurish like this. But if you look at the Tumim in Tzimel HaMeches, he seems to assume not like that. He learns up in a Ritva not like that. And there's the Achreiter bring down a Tshuvas Chut HaShani that seems to assume not like this. And the Imrei Bino and Hilchas Adarim Simuch Hafei, he's Machiach from a Rambam not like this. The Rambam in Perek Beis from Hilchas Shvuas Halacha Yud Beis, but there the Rambam is bothered by a question. Halacha is that if someone makes a shvua, and he by mistake, instead of he wanted to aser pas chitim, he says pas ayrim, he says the word thing, he had a slip of his tongue, he said the wrong thing. So halacha is that he's not chayif. He has to have pivotally by shavin, it has to be that he thought the same thing that his mouth was saying. So the Rambam is bothered, so how could we ever give someone malchus for being over on a shvua? He can always say that I didn't mean to say that, I had in mind something else for shasta shvua. And the Rambam says that on this kasha, Rambam says there's two terutzim. Two eicha tips is why you can give someone malchus. Either says the Rambam that talking about he was moida clearly before he was over the shvua, that he made the shvua on this, that was what he had in mind when he said the shvua. Or says the Rambam that b'shas, when the Edom gave him asra, he was makabel asra. He was makabel asra, and therefore if you makabel asra, so it's obvious that you're assuming it's the shvua. This shvua was a good shvua. Those are the two terutzim that the Rambam gives. Ask the Imrei Bina, every single Malkus needs to have Kabbalah Asra. What does the Rambam mean to give two terutzim? Of course, if Yechai Malkus must bin you Kabbalah Asra. Elamai says the Imrei Bina, it's Mukh from this Rambam, that not by Malkus you don't need Kabbalah Asra. You don't need to say Almanas Kenani Oysa. And the Kasha the Imrei Bina is bothered by is Shver from Ergamara. The Rambam in Perak Yilches Halacha Hey from Sanhedrin brings down Ergamara. And it asks Imrei Bina that L'chayra it's Bavur in the Rambam and L'chashvur is that you don't need Hitra Atzma the Malkus. The Chayyur and Ergamar, it's before not like that, like Rashi explains Ergamar, it's before Shin the Gemara, that since you only Shosak, since you weren't Bekabal Alacha Asra, that's why it's before, and the Gemara assumes that you don't get Malkus. How does the Rambam and Shvus Parak Bez Alacha Yabez, and all these Achroinim that seem to hold that you don't need Hitra Atzma the Malkus, what do they do with Erasugya? And a similar Raya that they may be the biggest from the Rajba. The Mishnah Yaivitz, Rabbi Tzal Zolti, brings from a Rashba Tshuva, the Rashba Tshuva Perek Chelek Dal, Tshuva Kuftes, also seems to say like the Rambam that he has a Chetimtza by Shvua, where you're Mekabal Asra, when you're not Mekabal Asra. seems also that he seems to assume that you don't need a manaskin on the oisa by a chi of Malkus. If you look at the Sefer Chabra V'chai from the Knesset Gdoila, he also brings down Echad Migdoila V'farshim Achroinim that seem also to assume this halacha. He has a Isafa over there that they learned it up Gufa from Arasugya. That's Sarachi and Gadol. How do you see from Arasugya that you don't need Hitar Atzmer the Malkus? But I'll call upon him, there's a big Deya Bashmed Rishayim, there's a big Deya Nachroinim that from Malkus you don't need Hitar Atzmer the Malkus. The Tmiya is, what do they do with Ergamar? So the Imre Pina already says the Mahalach, very bekitzer, and the Mishnah Yavetz is more marchev on the Inyan in Choshe Mishpat, Simetes Vav, and Oy Zayin and Ches. And they say that this, if you look in the Rambam and Perak Yabez from Hilchas, in Perak Beis from Hilchas Hedron, Alach Yabez, where he brings down the Din Asra, there's two Chalachim to Kabbalah's Asra. There's one Chalach that a person has to say, Yoideani, he has to say clearly, I know that I'm being over Isser. And then there's another Isafa of Matar Atzvin Amisa. Says the Imre Pina, says the Mishnah Yavetz, that the first chelik of Yudeani, that you need even by Chayiv Malkus, the person has to say clearly, I know I'm being over Isser. It's not enough that he's Shosak, it's not enough that he's Herkin Roish, he has to say clearly Yudeani. Then there's another chelik that you need Hitar Atzvin Lamisa, and that the Achroinim say that you don't need by Chayiv Malkus. Erga Moritz before that you're not Machuyim Malkus is only what you didn't, is because you didn't say Yudeani, you didn't Bechlal say Beforish that you know that you're being over Aveira. And that's why in Hanami you don't need to have a Kabbalah Sasra. You don't need the Kabbalah Sasra that you need by Misa, that Amanaskin on the Oisa, that you have to say Lahedya Amanaskin on the Oisa. But you need a Kaponim and Yedeani, you have to say Beferish Yedeani, it's not enough for Shosak. Now the Mishnah Yavetz explains that what's the reason for this Chilik, and he says that the Din of Yedeani is just, that is a Chilik of the Gufa Asra, to know, we should know clearly that you're amazing. The whole Yisrael of Asra, the Rambam says, is to know that he's not a Shayig, and that you need to have him a first Yudeani. The fact that you need a Kabbalah's Atzmer in the Misa, you have to say, Amanaskin and Yisrael, that's a Din Chadash, Shaduk Zeris HaKasav, Bais Yumas, the Gemara makes a Drash Daf Mem Aleph. That says the Mishnah Yavetz doesn't apply, that we don't Dafka have by Malkus, that's a Zeris HaKasav by Misa. The Yudeani says the Mishnah Yavetz, that's a Chaluk of the Gufa Asra. That's how he's Miyashiv, these Achoyim of Miyashiv, this Shita, that you don't need Hitar Atzmer the Malkus. The guy hit the Atzvah the Malkus and Achiyah Malkus, it's only a din in Misa. The problem is, a little kasha in our sugya that Lachayrots, but Mashman the Brysa, that if he would be over Aveir without Asra, he wouldn't be credited to Makipa. It's Dafka because he was over with Asra, even though we're not giving him Malkus, the Gemara says, Lachayrots before that he holds Aveirus Machzikais, we're not giving him Malkus, but I call upon him, it has to be that there's Asra, it's Mashman, we need to have Asra. So Bishleim, if you learn the Gemara Kipshuta like Rashi, that we're just missing the Hitar Atzmer Misa. So that's a new din. That's a new din in the Chiyam Misa in order to be Mechayiv Sama Misa, in order to be Mechayiv Sama Malkus. You need another Isaf, you need a Hitar Atzmer Misa, Hitar Atzmer Malkus. But it's a full Mezid. We have the full Asro over here to make him a Mezid. But if we say that there's a din in Asro that you need your Deani, just push it to be Mashal Asro, to know for sure that you're a Mezid. So over here, it's like you didn't have Asro. You don't have a good Asro over here. If you don't have a good Asro, you can't be created to Makipa. Okay, Tzarech Ian, this fetus Mahalach, the way the Mishnah Yavetz explains it, that the din of Yedeani is just to be Mashal Masra, if you don't have Yedeani, we shouldn't be able to be Machlis and Lekipa also. Now, the Etzem Chiyuv of Kippa, which we find, Lagabi Bishalach of Ashana, and then the next Mishnah, the Mishnah brings, Ahayuk Nefesh Leib Eidim, also has a Chiyuv Kippa. In this Amen, it's Mavor, there's a new Chiyuv called Chiyuv Kippa. The Ran is bestapik, what's this halacha, what's this Chiyuv Kippa? He's bestapik, is it halacha l'mayshmi Sinai? Or, it's maybe it's a din of makim ma'inchit shleim in atayra. There's a din of Gemara brings it up and involved, that Bezit has a right, in the case of Migdar Milsa, Bezit sees things are out of hands, Bezit has a right to be makim ma'inchit, they can go and give ma'inchit shleim, not al pi din atayra. What's the estate? So the Ran's bestapik, what's the estate of this din of Kippa? So if you look in Rashi, the Ramas of Ahichar Misa. Rashi says clearly that's Halacha L'Mayshvi Sinai. Rashi says clearly like Halacha L'Mayshvi Sinai. And the Ran also comes out like this. The Ran also says that it's Halacha L'Mayshvi Sinai. Brings that Bayla Aramis later on. It's before it's Halacha L'Mayshvi Sinai. So it's Bistavra that these are also Halacha L'Mayshvi Sinai. And he says from the fact that the Gemara asks Akasha V'Ahichar Misa, where it's Ramos, Gemara asks where's the Remis to this din, says the Ran, if there wouldn't be a Remis, if it would be a Darabon, we wouldn't apply to ask Akasha where's the Remis. Drabaran, there's no remez. For the fact that we're asked, where's the remez? It must be, says the Ram, that it's halacha, it should be Sinai. And the Ran asked, why didn't the Gemara ask this by Ritzeach Shlei Be'edim? Why over there wasn't the Gemara bothered by where's the Remez? So the Ran answers that over there the Gemara was pushed to the Gemara where the Remez was to that. The Gemara didn't have to ask. That's a beforesh of Pasuk in the Torah. Ula Aretz L'Yichup Barkiyim Adam Shavchai. It's beforesh that someone that gets killed, the only kapara is someone that's Ritzeach. The only kapara is to kill him. And therefore that's pushed to the Gemara that Ritzeach Shlei Be'edim, there's a Remez in the Torah for that. But if you look in the Rivash, in Tshuva Reishon and Aleph, it's mashma a little bit not like this. But he's talking about the din of Ritzeach Shlei Be'edim. It's mashma a little bit. His lashon is Echmiru Chazal. It's mashma a little bit. And he's talking over there about the din of Makom Ha'Ein Shlei Al Pi Bezdin. Over there, it's mashma a little bit from the Rivash that he holds be'emes that the din of Ritzeach Shlei Be'edim is not a lochel Mishpi Sinai. It's a din of Makom Ha'Ein Shlei Al Pi Teira. Al to Migdar Milso, we could kill someone that's a Ritzeach, we could kill him, even though it's not Al Pi the din Teira, the din Deiraisa. But it's possible that the Rivash is only on a chetimtza of Ritzeach Shlei Be'edim. And that would be very good how to answer the Ran's dictuk, the Ran's didactic dictuk on the din of Mishalaka Vishana. Bezid Machdisa is a keeper. The Gemara asks Veheicha Remiza, and our Ritzeach the Gemara doesn't ask it. So the Ran answers that over there it was Pashit. Lefida Rivash, we could say a different teretz. Maybe the Lefida Rivash, if we assume that the Rivash holds that the din of a Harig Nevesh Shlei Be'edim is a din of Makom Ha'Ein Shlei Al Pi Din Torah, and the din of Mishalaka Vishana is a Halacha Meshvisina, like Rashi says. So that's very good. Over there, the Gemara asks Heicha Remiza. Mashiach over here by a Harig Nevesh Shlei Be'edim is not a din Torah, and the Chanan that's why the Gemara doesn't ask Heicha Remiza. If you look in the Chazayin Ish, in Simachov Aleph Oisei, in Sanhedrin, the Chazayin Ish also seems to hold it as a chilek. He says that the Gemara is bevor that a Ritzeach Shlei Be'edim, it's bevor that Yemuchiv even below Yasra. One of the Hechatibzes of Ritzeach Shlei Be'edim, the Gemara says, is below Yasra. Says the Chazayin Ish that Tafka by Ritzeach, in the Hechatibz of Mishalaka Vishana, you need to have Asra. Over there, you need to have Asra. So see that there's a Machim Mechalek between the two, and maybe in a Chanami, the Rivash will be able to learn that the second din of Ritzeach Nefesh Shlei Be'edim, Harig Nefesh Shlei Be'edim, is be'emes not a din mideraisa, Mashiach din of Mishalaka Vishana is a din mideraisa. And the Ran brings an interesting Gemara later on, that Fe'beza Me'beiz, where the Gemara asks, how could it be something that the Torah is not Mechayiv Misa, and we're going to go and kill him? How could it be such a thing? Mi'ikam Midi Rachmana Patriva, not Nekam Niktalei. The Ran says it seems from back, and the Gemara goes ahead and asks that no, we do find such a thing. Misha Loka Vishana Bezdin, Machnis and Isa Bekipa. And over there, Rachmana Patri, Vanan Katinan Lay. So the Ran says, Uchari be Mefurish in the Gemara over there, that's only a Drabanon. What does it mean, Rachmana Patri? It's Allah Homesh Visina that you give a Misa. So the Ran says that no, that's not what the Gemara means to say. What the Gemara means to say over there is that if it's not Mefurish to tell someone to give someone a Einish, it's not Mistavra, says the Ran, it's Ein Ebedin, that someone that we should give a misa bideisha, a misa that's not mefurish in the Torah. A misa bidei adam has to be mefurish in the Torah. It has to be somewhere in the Torah, and that's what the Gemara is bothered by. And that answers the Gemara that since he's any of chayiv akaris, just to give him a misa, that's not a big deal. To be, give someone a misa that's not chayiv bechlal, that has to be more mefurish in the Torah. That the Ran says not mistavra that the Torah should give that there should be a lochem mishmisine about a misa's bezdin that. That's not more mefurish in the Torah, and that's why the Gemara over there has to answer that no, since he's any Ochai Misa Tzkaris, it's not such a big deal to have a Locha Mesh Visinai to give him a Chi of Kippah. And with this Ran, our Chaner answers the interesting Gemara that we had earlier. The Gemara says that Kivan Shalaka Vishana Machnisanai Sila Kippah. Gemara has bothered. How could it be Shalaka Vishana Bez Machnisanai Sila Kippah? Ask our Chaner, what do you mean it's a Locha Mesh Visinai? It's someone that's Locha Vishana gives him Kippah. What's the Gemara's problem? The Gemara will be svara, shver to have such a din. There's a locha mesh v'sinai. What's the Gemara bothered by? And that answers the Aruch HaNer, that the Gemara means to ask the same question that the Gemara asked on Daf Pei Beis, Al Pi the Ran. Gemara just means to ask that L'chayro, how can it be that it's a chiyam misa? He didn't, wasn't over anything. It's not bestavra to have a locha mesh v'sinai, that's not to give someone a misa. And that the Gemara answers that he's chayiv misa anyhow, so it's not a big deal to have a locha mesh v'sinai to be chayiv someone misa, it's anyhow chayiv chorus. So that's the Ran, the Ran's miyasi that the oilam the chi of kippa is a chi of misa of a locha mosh visina. It's not a new din of ain shnei shleya bidin. It's a din. It's one of the dinei atayra. It's a locha mosh visina that he's b'chi of kippa. Now, aval pikein the chayu we could still dan. is this a chiyam misa? Is the gavur become a chiyam misa like the dal chayiv misas? Or no, it's just a din on bezdin. A bezdin is supposed to get rid of this person, stick him in a room and let him die by himself. What's the insight of this din? Is it a chiyam misa? Or it's just that bezdin wants to get rid of this guy. We have to have this guy off the streets. That's the din of Lo Chamesh V'Sinai. Stick him into a room and let him die. So the Ran over there in that shtickle we mentioned earlier, the Ran over there says that it's not called a misas bezdin. Ron brings the lashon over there. It's not called a misas bezdin because we're not killing him. We're just allowing him to die. And there's a mesha chachma in parashas masai in perik lamed hay pasuk lamed aleph that over there before that even though someone that's mechuyim misas bezdin, if someone kills him, the halacha is he's not chayim misa. Gavrik tilo we brought earlier on in the shir, the gemar makas daf hay, someone that kills someone that's ready mechuyim misa gavrik tilo. Atal pikein the mesha chachma over there is before that if you kill someone that is mechuyim kippa, you are chayim misa. Seems like the Mesh Chachma understood that there's no chiyam misa. Bet's not mechuyim to kill him. The din is to allow him to die. But he's not a mechuyim misa like other chayve misas. And look in the Chazanish, in Sanhedrin, Simchaf Aleph, and Oisei, he's bestopping about this. He has a suffolk about this. In the Sefer Birchas Avram, Avram Erlinger, he brings from Rishonim in Yevamos Daf Samach Dal and Samach Hei, they're going on the Gemara that Tosfos on Amud Aleph brings down that the Gemara over there says that there's a machlokes Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel about a lot of cases in Hechtibs and Shas if you're hochsek with two times or three times. And the Gemara over there makes achra, certain dinim we passing like Rebbe, and certain dinim we passing like Reb Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara over there says that our din, Mishalok of Ashana, that we passing like Rebbe. And Tosfos on Amud Aleph works out exactly how it goes with Eretz Sugya. But Al Kapanim, the Rishonim over there, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, they explain that the Yisoid of this Achra is that we're Mesopic to either do we pass him like Rav Shimon Gamliel, or do we pass him like Rebbe. And therefore, Misafik, we do some things like Rav Shimon Gamliel, some things like Rebbe. So the Rishonim are bothered that if it's only Misafik, so how can we give someone Misa Misafik? The Halacha always is Safik Nefashas Lahakol. So over here, Luchari, we should Zichar be Mekel like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we should say that we shouldn't give him Misa until he over three times the Aveira. So the Rishonim speak out, the Rishonim explain, and the Ritva says it most clear. He says that since he's any Chayiv Misa, he's Chayiv Kares, Kivin the Chamiri Tuva, Machmir Bey, Neyisa Risham, Levar, Oisi Risha. And he's only dying in Mela. It's Mashba and the Ritva a little bit from the Rishonim that the Yisoida did over here is just to mean Levar, Oisi Risha. It's not a Chayiv Misa on the person, like a regular Chayiv Misa Bezin that applies the Din of Safik, the Fash Tahakal. Over here, the Yisoida did is to get rid of the person. The Levar Oisi Risha, we're trying to get people that are doing Rishas, someone that's a Rasha, someone that's Eva Veir three times, or someone that's a Ritzeach, we have to get rid of this person, we're trying to Levar him, and therefore, it seems from these Rishonim that they hold also that it's not a regular Chiyam Misa, it's not like one of the Dalam Misa's Bezdin, it's a different Yisayin, it's a different Din, it's a Din on Bezdin to get rid of the person. Sarachian, if there's any other Rias to this Yisayin. And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings on the din of a hayrig nefesh shleib edim. The Gemara says, if you don't have edim, how do you know that he killed? You can't just kill someone. We have to know for sure that he killed. How do we know that he killed? So the Gemara over here says three terutz. And the Gemara says, Amar Rab edus miuchedes. And Rashi explains that means that the edim didn't see each other. The edim, each one saw from a different window. The edim didn't see each other seeing the maisa. Each one saying by himself that they saw the maisa. And Shmuel says it's talking about without asra. And Rav Chista Amar Abimi says it's talking about his kachash bebedikis. Kachash bebtikus, where that wouldn't be enough to be mechayiv someone a chiyam misa, and after picking over here, we're machlisim lekipa. So the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach in Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, so he brings down the din of our Mishnah. He brings out all three echatimtzis. And the Kesef Mishnah says it's before in the Rambam that they're not arguing; they're just giving different examples. They all agree; each one agrees to the other example also, and that's why the Rambam paskins all three. So the Zeche Yitzchak of Itzel Panavisher and the Aruch HaNer, they also explains this Dekuda, that they both explain that the Yisoid din over here, the reason why the Ram learned this no machlokes, he learned this one big Yisoid. The Yisoid is that you need to have an Eidos that's enough for Dinei Mominis, but it's not enough for Dinei Nefashis. All these things, Eidos Miuchedes, Shlei Ba'asra, says Rav Itzel Panavisher, even though you need Asra for Chiv Misa, but it's only because there's a certain Darga, there's a din, you have to know he's not a Shaygig, but Avol Pekin says Rav Itzel, not Be'etzel, we have a suffix that he's a Shaygig. Just a special chaymer and chiyum nefashis in Dina Nefashis that we have to have a Bir Gubber that he's not a Shogig. But Etzem, if we see someone killing someone, we can know that he's not a Shogig. You can see that he's not a Shogig. We don't need the special stuff of Asura. It's also only a Chimer Dina Nefashis. And the Dina of Bedikis is Pasha like that. It's all Chumris in Dina Nefashis. But if the Etzem Edis, the good Edis, enough for Dina Maminis, that's enough for the Chi of a Matas Him Lekipa. And therefore, the Aruch Haner is down. What will be with Edis Shiatachal Azimah? It's a big sad to say that Edis Shiatachal Edish Iyat Yochel Azim is only a psal in Dinin Afashis, and not in Dinin Mominis. What would be, and if you look at Rameir Simcha and Daflam Gimel, he's also down, he brings a Rechayor Raya from here, that it's Kashal Dinin Mominis, that's Pasal Dinin Mominis also. But if it would be Kashal Dinin Mominis, why didn't the Gemara say this Eichatim Tzu also? But Kapanim, that's the Yisayit over here, Achorim, assume it. The Yisayit at Din of Arasugya is that we need to find the Eidos, we need to find the Eidos that would be enough for Dinin Mominis. It just be Din Chumra Dinin Afashis, that it's not enough. So the Beis Alevi, in Chelek Beis, in Simel Amates, in Ois Gimel, he brings a raya, he's discussing of their Edis Miuchedes. And he brings a raya from Eretz Sugyo that's Mavur, that Be'etzem, Edis Miuchedes is not a chesaron in Nemanis. If it would be a chesaron in Nemanis, he says, how would it be able to kill someone that's a Ritzeach? It has to be a Be'etzem, it's Neman, says the Beis Alevi, like we find it's enough for Dinim Mominis. The reason why we don't kill him, it's a new din that we don't kill up the Edis Miuchedes. Like Rashi's Lashid's Mashma, She'em Misasei Mesura Lebezdin. It's a din that we don't kill up it. But Be'etzem, it's enough demonis to be able to kill. It's enough demonis, and therefore, Lagabi Keeper, where we don't need to have the Din Nefashis, the Din Edis, the Xeris Akasov of Din Nefashis. So, therefore, says the Beis Alevi over here, it will be Beseder, there will be enough. And he says, in Oiz Zion over there in the Tshuva, he's Ma'ir that there's Be'emes two different types of Edis Miuchedes. We find in Shas two different types of Edis Miuchedes. There's one type, like Rashi says, that they didn't see each other. Each eid saw the Maisa by himself. They saw the same Maisa, but they didn't see each other seeing the Maisa. That's Eichatimtza that Rashi brings by us. There's another Eichatimtza, with the Gemara discussing Daf Lamed, where the Gemara's over there discussing Dinei Mominis. If you saw, one person saw Alva, and another eid saw another Alva. But the Gemara over there is before that's Bitzdarif. The Gabi Dinei Mominis is no psal of Eidus Miuchedes. But that's another Eichatimtza of Eidus Miuchedes, when they saw two different Maisim. And the Beis Alevi says that the Rambam, over there in Perek Dal, Alocha Ches and Hilchus Ritzeach, the Rambam is Mavur, if you look in the Rambam's Lashon Good, it's Mavur clearly that he's talking about two different Ritzichas. The Keichatimtza of Edis Miuchedes is not like how Rashi says, talking about one Ritzicha. It's talking about two different Ritzichas, that one person saw him kill one person, and another person saw him kill a different person at a different time. And Avol Pikin them at Surif. And the Beis Alevi says, the Fizet's very good, why the Rambam was Beshana Lashon HaMishnah. The Lashon HaMishnah is a Hayrig Nefesh. One person, and the Rambam, when he brings that in, he says, Ahirig Nefashis. Says the Beis Alevi, the reason why the Rambam switched the Lashon to Ahirig Nefashis was because the Rambam wanted to say, this Eichatibs of Eidus Miuchedes, where they killed two people, where he killed two people, and each eight only saw the Ritzicha of one. And the Beis Alevi says, the Fizeh, we have a riot from the Rambam, that he holds, even in this Eichatibs, it's Be'etzem a good enough Eidus, for Dina Nefashis, it's Be'etzem Neman for Dina Nefashis. It's just like Zeir Sakosov, that there's a problem of Edis Miuchedes. Not only in the Hechatimtza of Rashi, where one person saw him from this Chaloin and one person saw him from this Chaloin. Even in the Hechatimtza, where each eight saw a different Maisa, Afal Pikin says to Beis Alevi, it's Mavur, L'chair in this Sugya from the Rambam, that would be enough. That Be'etzem is Neman for Dina Nefashis. It's enough to kill someone with this Edus. Just like Zeir Sakosov, Dina Nefashis, the Bezin doesn't kill Alpia Edis Miuchedes. And the Beis Levi speaks out, but Kapanam Lechari will be addicted from Rashi, not like this. Why did Rashi pick Dafka case of Ra Echa Michaloin Zeh, Ra Echa Michaloin Zeh? From the fact that Rashi picked that case, so maybe Lechari will be Mashma, that he holds the Nechatibs of the Rambam, that would be a Chsarn in the Amonis of the Edis. And that's why, that over there, that wouldn't be even enough for Kippah. Since in Kippah, Kapanam would try to kill someone, we're putting him into the Kippah, we're killing him, that wouldn't be enough of the Edis to kill him. Says the Beis Levi, no, it's Pasha why Rashi didn't say that Hechatibs. But Rashi is explaining the Gemara. And the Bala member over here is Rav. And Rav holds, on the Sugya and the Aflamid, earlier on in the Sugya of Rabbi Shua and Ben Karcha, that where the Gemara there assumes that Alva, Achar Alva is Mitzarif, Rav holds not like that. Rav holds that you can't be Mitzarif, two eight Echads, or two different Maisim. And therefore, in Cheetah's Rav, that's why Rashi had explained that the Echatipsa was with one Maisa of Ra Echad Michaloin Zeh, Ra Echad Michaloin Zeh. Mashaegi the Dina, that we paskin, not like Rav, we paskin that Alva, Achar Alva, the Gabi Mominus is Mitzarif. Pasha says the Beis Alevi, who had din lagabi misa, it'll be mitzdarif be'etzem, it's enough for the chiyam misa, just the xeris akasov, a problem of edis defashis. Now, this noise is a very, you say this sticker of Achi Ezer, of Chaim Ezer, in Chelek Aleph, in Simachav Hei, in Ois Dalin and Vav, he says a little bit differently than the Beis Halevi. He also discusses the two dinim of Eretz Miuchedes, one of Rabbi Chaloin Zeh, Rabbi Chaloin Zeh, and one of when you saw two Meisim one after another. And he brings that there's a Rambam in Perek Chaf, in Hilchas, Perek Chaf, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchas Sanhedrin, where the Rambam brings that when you see two different Meisim, when one Eid Echad sees one Meisim, one different sees a different Meisim, the Rambam says you don't kill him. And he brings a new Pasuk. He brings a new Pasuk. He brings a Pasuk, V'naki V'tzadik Al Tarik. A new din that you're not Machayev someone Misa when there's one Eid Echad saw one Meisim, one Eid Echad saw a different Meisim. And the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah is already metama on the Rambam that we have a different pasuk. Gemara Makis Tavav brings a different pasuk for Raw Echad Mechaloin Zeh, Raw Echad Mechaloin Zeh. The din of Eretz Miuchedes, the Gemara Makis brings a different pasuk for. Why does the Rambam over here bring a new pasuk? So Reb Chaim Oizer says that we can be medayik in the Rambam over there in Parak, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, in Parak Chaf, he brings it together with the din of Umdana. And the fact that we don't kill Alpiya Umdana, even an Umdana Gomer, Reb Chaim Oizer's Masber, we don't kill Alpiya Umdana. It says Reb Chaim Oizer, it's mashban the Rambam, that the chesaron over there is a different chesaron. The chesaron over there is not a chesaron, the gzeir sakosav, like Ra Echa Bechaloin Zeh, Ra Echa Bechaloin Zeh. The chesaron over there is because there's a chesaron in the modus of the Eidos. It's not enough that modus for Dina Nefashis. Just like the Din Umdina. Umdina is not enough of a beer for Dina Nefashis. When one Eid Echad sees one Maisa, one Eid Echad sees one, another Maisa, that's not enough of a beer for Dina Nefashis. Even though for Dina Mamadis it's enough. Just like this Umdra would be enough for Dina Mamanis. Afal PK for Dina Nefashis is not enough. It's two different halachas, says Reb Chaim Oizer. The Din of Ra Echa Bechaloin Zeh, Ra Echa Bechaloin Zeh, that's Xerus HaKosov. You don't kill Al Piyaz Eidos. Masha'eki the Din of Saw two Maisim, Mazar Karzaya, that is the Chsorn in the Gufa Lemonis, Lagabi Dina Nefashis. And he says, Afi Zeh, come out of Nafkamina, Lagabi Eidos Kedushin. He says, an Eidos Kedushin, even though the Kedushin could have later on make some of me mechayim misa. If this ishus bezana afterwards shall be chayim misa. Says Reb Chaim Oizer, Gabi the din of Ra Echa Mechaloin Zeh, Ra Echa Mechaloin Zeh. That's enough to make kedushim. It's we're not killing Al Pidus Eidus. We're just gonna. It's just gonna be machshir to be a ishus ish that later on we're gonna kill. Masha Eikin says Reb Chaim Oizer, the din of Eidus Bezach Zeh over there is a chesaron in the guf that manas the Gabi did in the fascists, and therefore we wouldn't be able to use such an Eidus for kedushim either. We wouldn't be able to use such an Eidus for kedushim because we wouldn't be able to kill on body on such an amanas. It's a chesaron in the guf of amanas. And therefore, says Reb Chaim Oizer, that's why Rashi said, "Dafka a keichatibza ra'echa mechaloin zeh, ra'echa mechaloin zeh." Because only over there that will be enough for kippah. A keichatibza of eidos, of bezachar zeh. Says Reb Chaim Oizer, Rashi holds that wouldn't be enough. That's not enough to give someone a chiyuv kippah. That's not enough nemonis begabi chiyuv misa. And kippah says Reb Chaim Oizer is a chiyuv misa safe. We're putting someone to death. Someone's dying, and that's not enough. It's only in the din of Ra'echa Mechalein Zeh, Ra'echa Mechalein Zeh, where over there we have enough that monas for Chiyav Misa. It's just like Zeris HaKosev that you can't give a Misa's Bezit Al Piv. Chiyav Kippah is not a regular Misa's Bezit, so we could give it to him. Says Reb Chaim Oizer, even though the Rambam we brought earlier is Bavur, that even in this Hekecha Tibs you give a Chiyav Kippah, says Reb Chaim Oizer, you have to say that the Rambam Shita is that we don't need the full Nemonis for Chiyav Misa for Kippah. Kippah is not a Chiyav Misa, and therefore we could give him. As long as you have enough demonis for mammon, since this Eidus is enough for the mammon, so therefore says Reb Chaim Oizer that would also be enough for the Chiyav Kippah. So it comes out from Reb Chaim Oizer that there's a machlokes Rashi and Rambam. What do you need for the Chiyav Kippah? The Rambam holds all you need is enough is enough of Eidus for Chiyav mammon, like we brought from the other Achronim. Whatever Eidus would be enough for mammon, that's enough. Masha Eikin says Reb Chaim Oizer and Rashi holds that you need to have a full demonis even like Abedin and Nefashis. Just that Eichatipsu is exerts a kotsuv. That we don't give a misa in such a chetip, so then you can give kippah. Because it's not l'maisa chiyav full chiyav misa. But if it's a chesaron in the modus, then you wouldn't be able to give it. You have to have the full nemonis for dina nefashis also.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.